First of all, I'd like to thank you all for welcoming me here so much and make me feel so home in this church. That meant a lot to me. I've been wanting to be baptized for the past 2 years, so I found a safe, welcoming place here. Yeah. Okay. Now I'm going to read because I get too nervous. I grew up as a Catholic, and I knew I had to worship and to fear and respect and obey God, but I didn't truly understand why nor how. I wasn't taught how to have an intimate relationship with God. God was this almost unreachable almighty king, and I felt as if I was never good enough to deserve his attention. So there was a constant feeling of a hole in my heart, and that hole we feel when we are separated from God. I tried to fill up that hole with all sorts of earthly things, like clothes, social and professional status, people's company 24 hours times 7 a day, trips, parties, animals, money, cars, TV, yoga, meditation, food, and chocolate. I think you know that one. All sorts of earthly and material sources of pleasure. They were all temporarily satisfying and distracting. But the hole was always there. Sometimes it was so empty that it was painful. And I prayed for God to fill up that hole. And I prayed and I prayed and I prayed. And I didn't know that to have a relationship with God, it was important to get to know his living words in the Bible. When I tried reading it, it was not only hard to understand, but it also to comply to it. It was not until I was very ill that I met a Christian couple, Orestes and Marcia, may God bless them forever, whom explained to me the importance of studying the Bible in order to be able to have a true and intimate relationship with God. They told me that God wanted me near him, that it was down to me to accept his presence, his love, because he has always wanted that. And his Holy Spirit would guide me through my studies and give me understanding of the word if I sought with all my heart. It was hard for me to understand all this in the beginning. How can the Almighty God want to have an intimate relationship with me, such an imperfect person? Orestes and Marcia then explained to me briefly from Genesis, God's plan of creation, through the fall, sin, and all the way to the book of Revelation and God's salvation plan for us. I then discovered a God that was pure and unconditional love, and it was much more reachable and accessible than I have ever dreamt of. An almighty God that loved me like a father and that loved me even before he created me. A God that knows me deeply more than I know myself and that loves me just as I am. I have finally understood that God has created us to worship, to adore, and to serve him, his wishes and his plans, not the other way around. That has completely changed my way to pray. It was life-changing. The most liberating experience I've ever had. It has completely changed the polarity of my view of purpose in life, and consequently it changed the way I lead my life, my values, and my priorities. I then discovered the real meaning of Jesus Christ sacrificed for us. Jesus loved the humanity so much that he came to this fallen place as a human, suffered all sorts of humiliation and also physical and emotional pains in order to save us, to guide us to his Father kingdom, to bring us back to the Father, to our Father, our Abba arms, to teach us, to give us the example of how to stay near the Father. I then surrendered my life to Jesus. I repented of all my past sins, and I have accepted Jesus as my only true savior. I committed myself to study the Bible like I eat and drink to survive. By doing so, Jesus was and is now able to operate in my life. Through my faith in him, he is now able to show me his unconditional love and care for me and for those who believe in him. He rescued me from the darkness and he healed me. And the terrible hole in my heart have been filled up with his love, his faithfulness and his words. And the more I study his character, the more I love him, and the more I'm able to feel his love for me. Because he is love. Just like the Father, through grace, I was saved. And through grace, I am loved. Not for what I am, but for what he is. And all my heart wants now is to worship, to please, to obey, and to love this infinite almighty source of love and goodness that is Jesus Christ. So I want to be baptized as a gesture of gratitude and an act of obedience. For he said, if you love me, keep my commands, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him, nor knows him, but you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. Amen. John 14:50-18. And Jesus also said, very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying, you must be born again. John 3:5-8. Lord, I thank you for loving us so much. And I thank you for sending us your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to tell us what to do in order to enter your kingdom. I want to be everything you have created me to be for your glory. I believe in you, Lord. I believe in Christ, Jesus Christ, the Son, and I believe in the Holy Spirit. I believe that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. I surrender, Father, my all to you. Please, Lord, take my mind, my heart, away from the world, and bring me to your kingdom forever. Fill my heart, Father, Abba, with your Holy Spirit, and may your Holy Spirit be its only master. May your Holy Spirit guide every thought of my mind. May your Holy Spirit, Lord, hold the rudder of my boat, of my life, all the time and all the way. Amen.